of this best of seven first round series between the Bucks and the Pacers is currently a 3-point game. Milwaukee continues to hang around in this one, despite the fact they're playing with no Giannis Antetokounmpo and no Damian Lillard. Then you throw Bobby Portis's ejection into the mix in the first quarter, and you have got quite a shorthanded team. But Milwaukee is a dangerous team right now, the way they're going. Nothing to lose the way they're playing. Tonight's cocktail of the game is presented by Casamigos. Visit Bucks.com/cocktail for tonight's recipe. Casamigos, proud to be an official spirit of the Milwaukee Bucks and Fiserv's Forum. Also by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. While we got a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Pacers basketball, right to left as we move along in this one. It's Halliburton handling into the front court for Indiana. He passes to Turner and then back to Halliburton. Quick pass to Nembhard. Back to Halliburton driving the right side of the lane. His floater off the window and good. And Tyrese Halliburton showing a little more scoring touch here in this one, where he's hit three of his five shots. He's got 9 points, trailing only Miles Turner in the scoring department for the Pacers so far in this one. Bucks leading scorer is Chris Middleton with 11. Middleton's got it now. He sends it inside, but turned it over, trying to get it to Lopez. It was knocked away by Turner and picked up by Nembhard. Pacers running the other direction. Turner running the floor. He got fouled as he was driving down the lane. And again, you hate to give the ball away because it ends your possession right in and of itself, but it is a double dip of pain against this Pacers team, who is able to jumpstart their attack running the other direction as Middleton gets called for what will be his second. Team foul number two on the Bucks. Free throw no good, though, for Turner. Pacers continue to be their own worst enemy at the line in this series. They were not a bad free throw shooting team in the regular season at 78%, but mentioned coming into this series, they were under, or into this game in the series, they were under 70%, and Turner misses both. Wow. Jackson comes away with it. Miles Turner is now 2 of 6 at the free throw line tonight. Pat Connaughton going the other way. He's on the right wing. Sends out top to Lopez. Lopez hands to Middleton. Middleton left of the lane. Spots up. His shot. Karams back iron strong. Rebounded by Turner. Sends it ahead to Halliburton. Tyrese is into the front court as he crosses the midcourt line. Around the screen from Turner. Fakes the pass. Now will give it to Turner. Turner sees the open lane. He reared back but missed the dunk. He might have been going for a little too much pizzazz there. Would have been better served to just lay it in. Instead, the Bucks will try to take advantage, down by 5 with 4:21 to go in the second. Brooke Lopez at the top of the arc. Dribble handoff to Connaughton. Connaughton right back to Lopez, right of the lane. Lopez defended by Turner. Floats it up with the right hand, and he splashes it through. Well, the Bucks are playing like the team with a chip on their shoulder here in this first half. Still down by 3, but man, they are fighting hard in spite of the, on paper, what would be a mismatch, but Halliburton has come out and played good basketball. He floats one up and in off the glass from about 14 feet away, and now it's a 5-point lead again for Indiana. Pacers 56% from the floor, the Bucks 58%. Here's Connaughton, picks up his dribble at the top of the arc, lofts it to Middleton. Middleton gets away from Halliburton, who's going for the steal, now passes to the near wing. Jackson sends out top. Beasley steps into the three and buries it as he points over to his bench. Malik Beasley knocking down his second three-pointer of the night. Good to see him get it going. He had been struggling and been taken out of the mix barely in the rotation before this game, but some of the injuries and has opened the door for Malik to get an opportunity again. Here's the shot on the other side. Nembhard was defended by Beasley, missed it up close, and the Bucks go the other way, down by 2. Connaughton into the front court with 3 minutes to go. Fires up a three. That one wouldn't go. Turner comes away with a rebound, and Indiana will hold on to the 2-point lead for now. Nembhard into the front court. He's at the right free throw line extended. Sends out top to Turner. Turner hoists up a three, and he sticks another. Now, Miles Turner may not be hitting it into the line, but beyond the arc, he takes a couple steps back, and he's decidedly better. Now 3 of 4 from distance, 2 of 6 from the free throw line. Go figure. Connaughton the other way now for the Bucks, down by 5 again. Pat, top of the circle, hands to Middleton. Middleton, jab step, now spins into the paint. He fades and fires. That one rims around, wouldn't go. Turner with the rebound, got fouled by Jackson into the Bucks. That'll be the third team foul for Andre Jackson. It'll go as his first. Team So Danilo Gallinari is going to give Chris Middleton a chance to step out of the game and recharge the battery. As he checks out, going 4 of 9, he has missed his last 3 shots. He's still the Bucks' leading scorer with 11 points. But so far in the game, already 10 different Bucks players have scored. I mean, it has been a true team effort in this game. So Indiana going the other way. Nembhard's got it on the right wing. He's right of the lane. Sends the bounce pass off to Turner. Turner, right of the lane. Defended by Lopez. Drives in at Brook. Puts the shot off the window. No good. Rebound pulled down by him again. He's going to put up another shot. Blocked by Lopez. And then Turner had it again before he had it pried out of his hands by Connaughton. However, it goes off of Pat, they're going to say. Good hustle for those 50-50 balls for the Bucks tonight. They are playing the part of the more desperate team. I just don't think there's any two ways about it. They need to, and I think that recognition is there. But Indiana certainly with a personnel advantage here tonight. Halliburton going to fire up a long three. That missed short. Rebound ripped down by Beasley. He'll send it to Connaughton the other way. Inside of 2 minutes to go now in the second quarter. Pat sends it ahead. Down low it's Lopez getting around the defense of Turner as he spins underneath and kisses the shot. Up and in off the window. And Brook Lopez now with 12 points on 6 of 7 shooting. Siakam goes bowling right past Gallinari, who fell down trying to defend. There was a little contact, but no whistle, and it opens the door for an easy bucket for Pascal Siakam, who flushes it through. Andre Jackson Jr. the other way now. Right of the lane. Takes it right wing. 1:23 to play now. We are in quarter number 2. Gallinari puts up a shot, and he hits it right over Halliburton. Danilo Gallinari has hit 3 of his 4 shots in 6 minutes of playing time here tonight off the bench. Milwaukee continues to hang tough, down by 3, 63-60. Tyrese Halliburton flicks the wrist. 3-pointer is pure. Second 3 ball of the night for Tyrese Halliburton, who had really struggled from 3 in the series. But tonight he's got a couple going. Bucks looking to run. Jackson was ahead of Connaughton, who sent it ahead to him, but now they work it back out. Beasley pulls up just inside the arc, and he splashes another one through. So Malik Beasley making the start tonight. Now 10 points in this game for Beasley. 7 minutes last game after just 10 minutes played in game 2. His fewest minutes in a game this year. And 2 of just 5 games under 20 minutes this season. But he has seen playing time tonight and made the most of it. 16 minutes of playing time. He's got 10 points. We got a whistle on the other side of the ball. A technical foul going against Brook Lopez. I'm not sure what the exchange was there. Brooke was maybe clearly said something to our officiating crew. I didn't see what it was, but free throw was made by Tyrese Halliburton on the technical to give the Pacers the 5-point lead again. Chris Middleton getting set to check in again for the Bucks at the scorer's table. So Middleton will come in to replace Andre Jackson Jr. with 36 seconds to play. In this opening half, it's Pacers basketball out of bounds. Nembhard on the far sideline. He's got Connaughton doing jumping jacks in front of him. Passes the ball in. He got it to Turner. He hands it off to Halliburton. Halliburton, long bomb, and that misses. Fired that one up from 30 feet out. Milwaukee's got it going the other way with a shot clock and game clock separated now by about 3.5 seconds. Middleton around the midcourt logo. Toying with the defense of Nembhard, who's in the crotch to defend him out top. Chris takes it to the left wing, spins, now to the free throw line. He's going to turn around, fades and fires, cash money. Chris Middleton with a silky smooth fading jump shot. We got a whistle and a foul going the other way. The Bucks had one to give. That's a good foul from Beasley as Halliburton was looking to run. First foul on Malik, and again, last foul to give for the Bucks. So here comes Crowder in with 2.9 seconds to play in this first half. And a quarter that has seen the Bucks hang with this Pacers team in a high-scoring quarter, 34-31. As the inbound pass is coming from Tyrese, or rather that's Nembhard to send it in. Nembhard gets it to Halliburton. Halliburton launches from 3, contested shot at the horn, misses short. And for the Bucks, they're down, but I'll tell you this much. If you're Indiana going against this shorthanded Bucks team playing without 2 top 75 all-time players in Giannis and Damian Lillard, And then you throw Bobby Portis's name into the mix, who was ejected in the first quarter. And you're only up by three. I got a feeling there will be some fairly candid comments from the head coach Rick Carlisle with his team at the halfway point. In this contest that has gone back and forth already to the tune of 10 lead changes and four ties, it is Indiana 67, Milwaukee 64 at the midway point of this one tonight here from Gainbridge Fieldhouse. We'll step aside, come back with more. It is Justin Garcia on the other side of this timeout on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire. Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com, and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Featuring either steak or chicken, bacon, cheddar cheese, sautéed onions, and their new cheddar supreme cheese sauce. It's a match made in dairy heaven. And the decadence doesn't stop there. Pair your Wisconsin cheesesteak with their new Orange Dream Shake. All are available for a limited time only. Order in store, online, or via the mobile app. Cousin Subs. We believe in better.
Map your ultimate partial plan. Select the marquee opponents that you'd like to see at Fiserv Forum during the 24-25 season. Visit bucks.com/partial to get started.
Halftime in Indianapolis. It is a three-point game. Pacers are leading, but only up by three in a game the Bucks are playing without Giannis, without Damian Lillard, and after 7 minutes, without Bobby Portis, who was ejected in the first quarter of this game on a double technical foul. So a very shorthanded Bucks team, as it was, loses one big piece in this game tonight. And they've been hanging in there, down by three at the half. Again, 67-64 is the halftime score. Chris Middleton in double figures. That is one of the stories of this half for the Bucks. Three scorers in double figures, led by Chris Middleton with 13 points on 5 of 10 shooting. Yet to hit a three tonight. 12 points from Brook Lopez. And again, all of those points coming in the paint. He is 6 of 7 on his field goal attempts. And 10 points from Malik Beasley back in the starting lineup tonight. He's already knocked down 2 3-pointers. So has Andre Jackson Jr., who's 2 of 3 with 6 points. And that Bucks bench has put up 21 points so far. So the defense, and especially that zone, seemingly giving the Indiana Pacers some fits there. And the Bucks hanging tough in this one after 24 minutes, 67-64, the halftime score. Some team numbers we will get you caught up on, as that is really telling the story of this game. A couple of them. We'll share those with you after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. Yeah,
it takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on child care. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Halftime in Indianapolis, Pacers lead the Bucks 67-64, a tight one after 24 minutes. And remember, no Giannis, no Damian Lillard. And in the first quarter, the Bucks saw Bobby Portis ejected after picking up two technical fouls. So an extremely shorthanded Bucks team is right there in this one, trailing by three at halftime. Three scores in double figures. Those players, Chris Middleton with 13, Brooke Lopez with 12, and Malik Beasley with 10 points. Bucks bench, as we just mentioned, is up to 21 points. But the other numbers that stand out, the Bucks are winning points in the paint, 32-20. Offensive rebounds, even for both of these teams, two apiece. The Bucks have turned those into 4 second-chance points. Pacers have just 3 points. Now, the one area the Bucks would like to clean up is turnovers. Hasn't been overly problematic, but more than the Pacers have. 5-4 the Bucks. Indiana has turned those into 8 points. The Pacers with 3. Bucks with just a single free throw off of those turnovers. But 3-point shooting right now is the biggest difference in this game. The Pacers went 7 of 12 in the first quarter, 5 of 10 in the second. They are shooting 55% from the outside. The Bucks are 5 of 16, 31% shooting from the outside. So when you throw that in the mix, the Bucks have to be extremely pleased with where things are at to be down just a single possession despite the shooting variance for these two teams. And again, despite a lot of firepower off the floor for the Bucks. 67-64, the halftime score in Indianapolis. We will get you set for the second half after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Keldo Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Full.
67-64, the halftime score in Indianapolis. Pacers up by 3 on the Bucks. And again, nearly 70 points off the floor in this one for the Bucks. No Giannis, no Dame. and Bobby Portis ejected from this game in the first quarter. So certainly the shooting splits are one thing to keep an eye on, and that is our American Family Insurance insuring success feature for the Bucks. The big difference right now is three-point shooting. They're down to 31%. Five made threes, two from Andre Jackson Jr., two from Malik Beasley. The other make for the Bucks is from E.J. Green. You're going to have to need to hit more threes, but more importantly, you need that percentage of the Pacers to start to come down. 55% shooting for the Pacers from deep in the first half, and yet just a three-point lead to speak for that. Again, the big areas that the Bucks have capitalized on, points in the paint. They are plus 12 in that category, outscored by 21 points from the three-point line, but they're plus 12 on points in the paint and free throws. Bucks not getting to the line a whole lot, which is not to be unexpected without Giannis and without Damian Lillard. Pacers have gotten there 11 times. They have missed six of those free throws. So that another area keeping the Bucks in this game. A razor-thin margin for the Bucks, but they've been playing on that margin through the first 24 minutes. Halftime has been brought to you by Uline. The call of the second half comes your way after this. 67-64, the halftime score. Bucks right in this thing. Dave Kane has the call of the second half after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
The NBA app is everyone's app. Every fan of every team.
Oh, my goodness.
Everyone who follows LeBron, Tatum, and Embiid in the app. Every warrior who's ready to go to battle over three-point percentages. Every streetwear king who's here for the tunnel fits. Every young buck, nugget, and grizzly who wants to take a peek behind the scenes of the league. And everyone else on this floating basketball we call Earth. Download the NBA app today. Available in the Google Play, Apple app, and Android stores.
We Energies want you to keep this important safety message in mind. Before you start digging, planting, or landscaping on your property, call 811 to have underground utilities marked. Calling 811 at least 3 business days before you plan to dig will help you know what's below and can prevent a hazardous situation. Our representatives will mark the underground utilities on your property for free. So remember, stay safe and call before you dig.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
After a season of record-breaking performances and historic moments, this Bucks team is postseason ready. Led by a dynamic group of players who have redefined the game, it's officially Fear the Deer season. Help defend home court and join the best fans in the league at Fiserv Forum for the Bucks playoffs, presented by BMO. Don't miss the chance to experience the intensity and excitement firsthand. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit bucks.com/playoffs. That's bucks.com/playoffs.
For over 50 years, Cousins Subs has celebrated and embraced the traditions of their home state of Wisconsin. And now, Cousins will be honoring a Wisconsin tradition like no other with their pull tab giveaway promo. Now through April 30th, while supplies last, guests will receive a Cousins pull tab with a sub or a sub in a bowl purchase for a chance to win Cousins Subs for a year and much more. For additional information and official rules, visit CousinsSubs.com/pulltabs. One pull tab per customer per transaction per day. To receive a pull tab with no purchase necessary, see official rules.
Back again at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Dave Kane in the saddle with you here tonight. Once again in Game 4 of this best-of-seven series with Indiana leading at 2-1. Milwaukee trying to fight hard and hang tough, minus Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, both out with injuries here tonight again. And only the second time those two have missed in the same game. Last time it was an 18-point loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder on the second-to-last game of the regular season. And also, for good measure, the Bucks going without Bobby Portis from the middle of the first quarter on when Portis was ejected with the double technical foul. And that has put the Bucks even more undermanned here going into this second half of this ball game where we sit 67-64. Reminder, let's take a look back at one area. I think it is a notable area in this game when you consider one of the great hustle stats in basketball is those 50-50 balls and rebounds, those types of things. The Bucks really struggled there in the last meeting between these two teams when Indiana dominated, scoring 32 second chance points, tied for the second most in an NBA playoff game going back to 2001. As they really beat up the Bucks, 50-43 on the glass, 19-11 on the offensive glass. And your Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Who's Hitting the Glass segment, presented as always by Pella Windows and Doors. Get 0% interest, free financing for up to 60 months if you order by May 10th. Certain restrictions apply. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. And we look at that battle on the glass. In this game, it's been the Bucks who have turned the table, 21-16. They have the advantage in the rebounding department. And so far for Indiana, just 3 second-chance points in this game. Bucks have outscored them 4-3 in the second-chance points department. Here's another story of contrast to this game so far, where Indiana's bench has more or less dominated this thing. Outscored the Bucks bench 265-124 in the first 5 meetings this year, 20-19 in game 1, 23-18 in game 2, and 28-6 in game 3. Well, tonight it is the Bucks bench getting the better of things here tonight with 21 bench points. Now Indiana's got 24, so they're getting production from their bench as well, but for Milwaukee to go from 6 points over the course of the entirety of that last game to 21 points off the bench to begin this game through one half is a stark contrast. Of course, that's what happens when your stars are unavailable, as the Bucks, we made note of, the guys that are not playing here tonight for Milwaukee, who has 3 different players in double figures through the first half, but 10 different players have scored in this game for Milwaukee, to 9 players for the Pacers, who have only used 9 over the course of this game. So as we get set to start the second half, it is the Bucks trying to come from behind, a game that has not been separated by more than 8 points. We have seen 10 lead changes already in this one. Do we have more in store? The second half will start with Pat Beverly along with Brooke Lopez, Andre Jackson, Malik Beasley. In green for the Bucks, it is the gold-clad Pacers coming with a combination of Nesmith, Siakam, Turner, Nemhard, and Halliburton. Nemhard at the left elbow, dumps it inside. A little floater from Siakam, no good. Rebound pulled down by Lopez. He feeds to Beasley. Rifles it ahead to Middleton. Middleton on the right wing, defended by Turner. Drives right past him, takes it under, missed on the reverse layup, but that opens the door for Lopez, who lays it in. And guess who's down now for the Bucks? If you have Chris Middleton on your bingo card, you are correct. Another star limping on the other side to try to get back. Here's a three-pointer for Halliburton, and he nails it. Now, a timeout coming from Doc Rivers, who is red hot. Chris Middleton is trying to walk off whatever he did to himself, but I mean to tell you, when they say you would have no luck if you didn't have bad luck, this would be another of the big three going down for Milwaukee if it is, in fact, Chris Middleton unable to finish. He's going to check out for the time being. We have a timeout on the floor. So the Bucks and the Pacers in a 4-point game, but now all eyes turn to the MASH unit that is the Milwaukee Bucks. Chris Middleton limps off. We'll tell you what his status is as soon as we can. Back with more after these words. Bucks down 70-66, 11:20 to play, third quarter. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
On Bally Sports.
Dame time, Dame time, Milwaukee!
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Yes. Oh, wow.
The can't miss moments.
Chris Middleton and one. It's his night.
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's the tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Early timeout for the Bucks as Chris Middleton limped off the court. He is back out there walking around again. Man, I'm telling you, this guy is trying to power through. He already sprained his ankle earlier in this series, and let's take a look at what might have happened here. Oh, he got that left ankle stepped on again. This time it's the opposite ankle. It was his right ankle before, and now Turner lands on his left ankle. I mean, if you're Chris Middleton, you got to feel snake bit in the worst possible way as he gets his other ankle stepped on. When he landed on someone's foot previously, it was the right ankle in this series, but he is back out there, and that's a good sign for the Bucks. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Here comes Andre Jackson Jr. into the front court for Milwaukee, dribbling with a left hand, a bounce pass to Lopez at the top of the circle. He will dribble with that right hand, spin inside on Turner. He takes it inside, shot rejected by Miles Turner and tracked down in the corner by Siakam. Pacers by four with the basketball, a minute gone here in the second half. Here's Siakam working on Middleton. He fades and misses, too strong off the back iron. Chris was where he needed to be again. Bucks going the other direction. Jackson's into the front court on the near wing. Hands it to Beasley. Malik triggers it to the right wing over to Beverly. Now to Middleton. Middleton dumps it right of the lane to Lopez. Lopez defended by Siakam on the right baseline. Tries to power his way right at him. Floats the shot up. No good. That one bounced a couple times on the front iron. It was a good idea, but it didn't work. And the Bucks go the other way, get back defensively. Here's a pass to Siakam. Sends out. Turner skips up on a three. Gives it to Halliburton. A head fake sends Jackson flying by. And then Halliburton steps into the three and laces another one from the top of the arc. His fourth three-pointer of the game. And the Bucks now trail by seven after that make. Here's Malik Beasley the other way. Hands it to Lopez at the top of the circle. Brook flips it to Middleton. Middleton stumbles down. Still has the ball in his hands. He's got to get rid of it. He'll hand it off to Jackson. Jackson came to his help and passed it to Lopez. Back to Chris with two to shoot. Chris is blocked by Nesmith as he had to put that shot off late in the shot clock. Halliburton the other way, fires up a transition three, and he hits another one as he goes beckoning to the crowd going the other direction. So the Bucks going to have to use another timeout. Two quick ones here in the opening 2.5 minutes of half number two. The fans are in a tizzy again. It has been Tyrese Halliburton, the steadying hand for this Indiana Pacers team. He's got 24 points in 20 minutes. 10-point lead for the Pacers, their large lead of the night. When we come back after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. Your news just for the Amory area. I'm James Kelly with WLAK News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
Our new you at bucks.com/bars.
Well, Tyrese Halliburton is on a 9-0 scoring run on his own, and he has put the Pacers out in front 76-66 in the last 93 seconds of this game. As we welcome you again here to downtown Indianapolis, where the Bucks have not led here in the second half. We're down by 3 at halftime, but Halliburton has gone from facilitator to scorer. The rest of his teammates have not been shooting it particularly well, but Tyrese certainly has, 8 of a 13 and now 5 of 9 from three-point range in his first postseason endeavor here in this best-of-seven series. We're brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Bucks. Carry the team in your wallet. Learn more at BMO.com/Bucks. And by Pottawatomie, if you're ready to spark something new at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in Milwaukee, you'll find the latest slots, table games, plus new dining bars and a luxury hotel. Light up your senses at Pottawatomie. Bucks basketball after the timeout. It's Chris Middleton battling once again with Nesmith. Draws a crowd, sends out right wing catch and shoot three, and Brooke Lopez delivers the answer as he knocks down what'll be his first three-pointer of the night and the first here in the last two games. Here's a pass that was intercepted, taken away by Beasley. Malik's going the other direction for Milwaukee as it was a rare turnover from Halliburton. Middleton dishes down low, but unable to handle it was Lopez, and it's taken the other way by the Pacers. Halliburton's got the hot hand, but he can't hit the transition three this time from the near wing as the rebound is scooped up by Jackson going the other way for the Bucks. Looks to pass it away. Lopez was getting mugged by Turner, and Turner's going to get called for the foul, even though he was the one who was on the deck when the dust had settled. Here comes A.J. Green in for Milwaukee. He'll replace Andre Jackson Jr. Turner's first foul and the Pacers' first foul. It'll be the first foul either way here in the second half with 9:04 to play in the third quarter of a 76-69 game. Chris Middleton to send it in. He gets it to Connaughton. Pat defended on the outside by Siakam. Drifts to his right. Now a bounce pass out top to Middleton. Siakam switches on to Chris. Chris trying to draw some contact. Threw up a three, couldn't hit it. Rebound batted out by A.J. Green, and Middleton was getting tangled up with Siakam trying to wrestle a three. He's going to get called for the foul, much to his chagrin. Got to love the hustle, though, from whether it's a young guy like A.J. Green or one of the older guys like Chris Middleton. Everybody's putting it out there right now. This has been, you cannot fault this Bucks team for effort tonight. That is for sure. Here's Halliburton on the other side. Top of the arc. Works around the defense of Beasley and gets the late whistle in the foul call. That'll be team foul number two for the Bucks. So A.J. Green is going to be whistled for what will be his second foul, and it's Pacers ball out of bounds. Doc Rivers has really talked about A.J. and the fact that he really likes his defense, saying he is, you know, when he got here, everybody thought him just a shooter. Can he hold his own? Can he even stay on the floor as a defender? Here's a bad pass from Halliburton, easily taken away by Middleton. He spins into the front court, scoops to the hoop, couldn't finish though because Nesmith was there to block him again. It opens the door for Siakam to run. He'll get it to Nembhard. Off to Turner, good dish late as he gets to Siakam, and Siakam lays it in up close. Point-to-point passing there for the Pacers, who go back ahead by 9. Connaughton being harassed at midcourt by Siakam. A pass over and out of Beasley. Malik defended by Halliburton. Dribbles to his right with a right hand. Crossing over on Halliburton. Now pulls up. Mid-range jumper rattles through. That was a good move from Malik Beasley, who has been reborn here of late. 11-5 run over the last 3.5 minutes, though, for the Pacers, who lead 78-71. Siakam, a euro step down the paint on the other side. They're working around on the outside. Send it around the horn of the left wing. Now it's Nesmith barreling over Chris Middleton, who's going to get called for the blocking foul. And that's 4 now on Chris. So that becomes a developing storyline. The Bucks' primary point producer with Giannis, Lillard, and Portis unavailable the rest of the way here tonight is Chris Middleton, and now he is 2 away from fouling out. Pacers with it. Turner's going to work it to the left wing. Halliburton, a head fake, sends it back out top. Nesmith dumps it off now to Turner. Turner sends right wing. Nemhard fires up a 3 and drills it. Second field goal of the night for Andrew Nemhard, and it's a 10-point lead for the Pacers. Connaughton gets fouled as he was charging ahead into the front court, went tumbling down, and that's the second foul on the Pacers. So Indiana with its largest lead of the night, now of 10. Pacers have gotten the offense working here in this third quarter to start things out. And in our opening 5 minutes, they've hit 5 of their first 8 shots, and how about 4 of 5 from three-point range, and 3 of those 4 coming from Tyrese Halliburton in a 90-second span. A.J. Green to send it in. Bucks tonight playing as the team that, for maybe the first time all season, is the one that doesn't have the pressure on their shoulders. Middleton had the ball knocked away but gets it back. He'll send out to Green. A.J. Green lets it fly from the left wing. He couldn't hit. Obi Toppin goes the other way. Hands it off to Halliburton. Halliburton around midcourt. Crossing over. Drifts to the left of the lane. Now passes it. Out to Toppin. Toppin fires away from 3. No good. Middleton bats the ball out to Beasley. Malik's into the front court. He'll give to Green. Little hesitation. Green goes racing down the floor. He'll lay it in off the glass. 81-73. Pacers out in front by 8. Nemhard on the left wing. Swings it to the corner. Here's Turner driving. He comes to a stop. Sends to Nesmith on the right wing. Step back 3 on the way. Back iron strong. Connaughton picks up the rebound before he gives it to Beasley. Malik going the other way, down by just still the 8 points. Milwaukee very much in the thick of this thing as Beasley launches from 3, top of the arc, too strong. Indiana goes the other way, 6:20 to play in the third. Turner launches from 3, too strong this time. Miles Turner had hit 3 of his 4 three-point tries prior to that miss, and now Milwaukee going the other way, trailing by 8. Middleton around the Lopez screen, top of the circle. Swivels as he pirouettes before handing to Port Lopez, and Lopez tickles the twine with a deep 3 from the left wing. Now a timeout coming from the Pacers as Rick Carlisle sees that 10-point lead split in half. Bucks right back within 5 again. They just have not been able to shake free of this pesky Bucks bunch. Again, I said it a moment ago, this Bucks team, for one of the rare times this season, you could make the case maybe the first time this season, is playing without the weight of expectations on their back. They are a team playing with, to some degree, a little bit of house money. They just don't have the expectations riding on their back, and you can sense it the way they're playing. They're a team that's just hustling and trying to make plays and putting it all on the floor, and it's been fun to watch. 81-76, Pacers still with a 5-point lead. And again, if you're just joining us, we knew coming in we would not have either Giannis Antetokounmpo or Damian Lillard available tonight, both out with injuries. The Achilles tendonitis for Dame, and that calf soreness once again from the strain for Giannis Antetokounmpo. But what you may not have known if you're just joining us now is that Bobby Portis was ejected from this game with about 5 minutes to play in the first quarter when he got into a shoving match with Andrew Nemhard. Bobby got a double tech and was ejected from tonight's game. And that has put the Bucks in even more of a uneven playing field with this Pacers team, but they have played well through it. And we currently sit with a lot to be settled still in this game. Rick Carlisle said this will be the hardest game of the 7-game series for his team. And it is showing indications of being just that. Indiana's got the basketball after the stoppage with inside of 6 minutes to play now in the third quarter. They move left to right into the front court, wearing the gold uniforms against the green-clad Bucks. Here's T.J. McConnell out top to Toppin. Toppin with a head fake. He drives in. Floater is up and in. Obi Toppin has had himself a good game. 5 of 8 shooting now, 11 points off the bench for the fourth-year pro out of Dayton. Here's Milwaukee going the other way. A.J. Green into the front court. Passes it off to Lopez. Lopez top of the circle. Gives to Beasley. Beasley inside the arc. Passes the ball to Connaughton. Dropped it for a moment, but regathered as he dumps it left of the lane to Lopez. Lopez, physicality inside. Flips the shot. Up, no good, but he was fouled by Turner. That's that physicality. Brook Lopez bringing the lumber there as he went to work on the big man. Miles Turner, who in March passed Jermaine O'Neal for the Pacers' all-time career blocks leader. But he was not stopping Brook there, and Brook has had a great game himself. He's got 20 points, 8 rebounds, and he will step to the line for the first time tonight. Free throw on the way, too strong. Miles Turner with that foul committed his second, and for Indiana, their third team foul. Another one coming for Brook. Just the 5th free throw attempt for the Bucks in this game here tonight. And a Milwaukee team that has gotten to the line among the best in the league this season, but Brook misses both free throws. Again, the Bucks had only missed 3 free throws for the entirety of the first 3 games. Here's a monster dunk from Turner on the other side, who throws it down on Lopez and has some words to say going the other way. And that ignites the house. Here comes Connaughton the other way. He drives inside. Had the ball knocked away. Turner knocked it away, and now McConnell has it punched free, but a foul going against Pat Connaughton, who thought he got all ball. And the volume goes up here in downtown Indianapolis. It's been a heck of a year for fans here in Indy, because in Gainbridge Fieldhouse, they hosted the All-Star game, second time hosting, first time in this building, and then they had that wild in-season tournament semifinal win when this place, they said, was as loud as it's been since the finals. Indiana played in the finals around the turn of the century. Here's a three-pointer on the way as Turner sticks it from the deep corner. Well, Miles Turner has given his team a huge lift, and Doc Rivers is going to have to spend another timeout with still 4:37 to play here in this third quarter. And the Bucks down to just 2 more timeouts remaining. And we still have a ton of time to go in this one. With still 4:37 remaining in this third quarter, it is Indiana with its largest lead of 12 as the Pacers riding Miles Turner with back-to-back buckets, one on an emphatic dunk, the other on a corner three. We're brought to you in part by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. And by Jockey, just like the Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. Well, the Pacers starting to grab the bull by the horns for the first time here tonight. This thing had been more or less nip and tuck throughout until the recent going, this recent 5-0 burst. And I'm sure Doc Rivers was not thrilled about having to use that timeout there, which is 2 at his disposal now. But with the crowd getting louder by the second and Miles Turner fueling the fire, it was a needed stoppage there to prevent the momentum from swinging any further in the direction of the Indiana Pacers. Fans still on their feet across the lower bowl of this arena right now. They are charged up and ready. Winner of this series will take on the winner of the Knicks and the Sixers, as the Knicks earlier today handing Philly their third loss in the first 4 games. They lead that series 3-1. Here comes the inbound pass to Connaughton. Jalen Brunson, 47 points in that one. He was a supernova once again for the Knicks. Here's Chris Middleton on the near wing, fresh off of his 42-point game against this Pacers group in Game 3. But just 13 points here tonight. Middleton drives down the lane, floats the shot up and in. He heard me talking, and he wanted to put some more points on the board. He's got 15. 15 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists for Chris Middleton now. Indiana going the other direction with it. They send it right of the lane. Siakam out top to Neesmith. He tees up the 3 and he cans it. Pacers have found their mojo here in the third quarter. And I think you can really thank both Tyrese Haliburton and Miles Turner for that. 3-point try from the right wing. Middleton leaves it short. Rebounded by Toppin. 10-2 run for the Pacers, looking to add to it here in the last 2 minutes. McConnell, right side, defended by A.J. Green. Crosses him over. Spins into the paint. Comes to a stop. Sends out near wing right. It's Siakam. Siakam dumps it inside. McConnell fading and firing, and he knocks it down on the right baseline. The lead has ballooned to 15 now. Here's Chris Middleton the other way. Chris on the right wing with 3:14 to go in the third. Out top to Gallinari. The run is now a 12-2 advantage for the Pacers. Connaughton puts up a contested shot. Nembhard was right in his grill and he missed it too strong. Connaughton tonight now 2 of 5. Here comes Indiana the other way. Toppin with a head fake gives to Nembhard. Nembhard shuffles into the corner. McConnell wants in on the fun. He can't hit the three though. TJ McConnell tonight, 4 of 9 shooting, 0 of 3 from distance. Milwaukee going the other way, down still by 15. 2:45 to play in the third. Gallinari gives to Middleton. Middleton spins, backing his way into the paint. Couple head fakes, floats the shot off the back iron, bounces a couple times, wouldn't drop. Saved by Neesmith from going out of bounds, and Indiana goes the other way. Pass ahead into the front court. Siakam drives in on Gallinari, sends out left wing. Toppin goes right through the teeth of the defense and powers it in and comes away flexing. 95-78, and all of a sudden the floodgates starting to open up. Here comes Green the other way. He gets fouled. Milwaukee was fighting the good fight until late. Lopez, Jackson, and Beverly checking in. A 14-2 run now for the Pacers. And Beasley's going to take a seat. Green will sit along with Pat Connaughton. New in for Indiana. It is the instigator of all this mess. It is Miles Turner back in, replacing Obi Toppin. So for the Pacers, the lineup now goes Nembhard along with McConnell, Siakam, Turner, and Neesmith. Danilo Gallinari's got it. Gallo dribbles with the left hand on the left baseline, pulls up and misfires on the shot. Long rebound, batted out into the backcourt by Jackson and retrieved there by Beverly, who was camped out on the backcourt trying to prevent a fast break the other way. Now Beverly on the run, misses the floater off the window, rebounded by Siakam. Pascal Siakam going downhill the other way. He sends to the left wing. Nembhard a head fake, gets it to the corner. Siakam tees up the three, that misses. Pascal Siakam's had a quiet night, 8 points here tonight on 4 of 9 shooting with 8 rebounds. A far cry from the blistering start to the series when he had 36 and 37 respectively in games 1 and 2. Lopez left of the lane. He fires up a jumper. That misses front iron. A rebound on the deck. Grabbed in by Jackson. He slings out top to Beverly. Now to Middleton. Middleton hands to Gallinari, and they look to set the half court with 7 to shoot. Middleton back to Gallo. Gallo sends out left wing. Open look on the way for Beverly, who rattles one through. So Milwaukee finally gets one to drop there. They had been mired in some kind of a funk right there. As Pat Beverly gets Milwaukee back to within 14. Here's a 3-point try on the other side. Nembhard couldn't hit it. 95-81, Bucks down. They've been outscored 28-17 in this quarter, shooting just 32% here in the third. Middleton passes to Gallinari. Back to Middleton. Chris on the left wing, trying to plow his way inside. Kisses the shot high off the window and good. Good-looking jumper there for Middleton. So the Bucks with back-to-back field goals, now trailing by 12 again. 95-83, went down by 17. They've cut it down to a 12-point game, 95-83. TJ McConnell splits a pair of defenders in the paint. He's going to pass it to the left wing. Touch pass from Siakam off to Nembhard, who drains the three. Side pocket three on that left side, and it goes. Pacers have now gone 19 of 36 from three. How about that through three quarters? The three ball has been their salvation tonight. 17-7. The Bucks have been outscored here in the last 5.5 minutes. Here's Jackson. Flips it off to Beverly. Clock at 2 seconds. Beverly got fouled at the free throw line as he tried to force up a shot. So Pat Bev will step to the free throw line with 1.9 seconds showing on the clock. Oh, yeah, we may see a challenge. Let's see if Rick Carlisle is going to use it here or not. He's showing no inclination to. Perhaps the score and setting is part of that. He may want to save it for if he needs it later in the event that this game does get dicey. He will not roll the dice. Fans thought it was a phantom call. Beverly's going to the line, and his first free throw is good. Pat Bev, first of three games, first three games of the series. He has averaged 37.6 minutes of playing time per game. Each of those three games featuring the most minutes he's played in each. Going all the way back to January 27th when he was with the Philadelphia 76ers, he has seen his playing time go up extensively here as the playoffs have arrived. And he's acquitted himself pretty well. Of course, he was the victim of that Tyrese Halliburton game winner at the end of game three in overtime when he was crossed over as he knocks down the second free throw. So here comes the inbound pass from TJ McConnell. He wings it all the way up the floor. Siakam catches it and he'll launch from three. Didn't get it off in time. Shot didn't go anyway. So that'll do it on quarter number three. It is 98-85. The Pacers outscore the Bucks in that third quarter to the tune of 31-21. We'll be back fourth quarter after this. Game four action here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you ready for summer? Cousin Subs and Summerfest are teaming up once again for the return of the world's largest music festival with a special ticket offer. Simply place an order online at CousinSubs.com of $30 or more now through April 30th and receive a free weekday Summerfest ticket. This offer is not valid in store. One qualifying purchase per day per email will result in a free weekday ticket. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. For complete list of rules, visit CousinSubs.com/Summerfest.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
Bill Sim, The Sentinel, it seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Going to the fourth quarter, where Indiana has a 98-85 advantage. And while we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds to allow stations to identify themselves here across the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It was a three-point game going into the locker room at halftime, but Indiana outscores the Bucks in that third quarter, 31-21, behind 57% shooting from down from the field to just 35% for the Bucks, who were only 8 of 23, not to mention the fact that Indiana hit 7 of their 14 three-pointers, and that was a recipe for success, as it seems like Indiana may have finally awoken from its slumber as we make our way here into the quarter number four. Best of seven series, sitting 2-1 in favor of the Pacers, who have taken games 2 and 3 after Milwaukee had a good-looking start to this series. Defensively in game one, had game three for the taking, but couldn't finish it off after they came from 19 down and had the lead in the fourth quarter, and a couple late three-pointers to tie it from Chris Middleton. But in the end, it was Indiana wiggling off the hook and securing the three-point win. Here comes the Bucks the other way as they start things in the fourth quarter with Middleton driving on Nesmith to the cup. He lays it off the window and good with the right hand. The mentor takes the pupil to school right there. Been a fun matchup watching those two go toe-to-toe all series long. Chris Middleton out of Charleston, South Carolina. Nesmith as well, same high school. Coached him up. Here's a missed shot from McConnell. McConnell left it short on the right baseline as the Bucks go the other way with it. Beverly's into the front court now for Milwaukee. Takes it left of the lane. Gets it to Lopez.